Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on CAM FM.
Yes, the race has already started. I am down at Dipping Corner. The order is down in Pembroke. Christ, Newnham, Emma, Jesus, Clare, LBC, Queens, Keys, Trinity Hall, first and third, Waterlin, Cats, Churchill, Girton, Selwyn, Peterhouse, all first boats. At first post is Hannah.
I was going to say, I'm not sure we've got Hannah right now, but I'm here at Grassy Corner and we're just waiting for the first boat to come around. So hopefully we'll be able to get hold of Hannah in a couple of minutes. But for now, the water is very calm. It's a lovely evening here in Cambridge. And as we're waiting, we think the crew's going to have very good conditions to row down in what is going to be an extremely exciting race. So, I can just hear some cheers, which sounds very exciting, as they start to come round. And I can see, yes, Downing are just coming round first post corner. They were looking very strong on the row up and are hoping, I think, to continue with their head tip and hold on to it for another year. So they're looking great. They're coming all the way down, and I can see Pembroke W1 also sneaking round the corner. They were equally looking good on the row up, so we'll see how they do. Downing coming down, catches together, very beautiful, all looking very in sync and in time. There's a lot of strength in that boat, obviously, as they come up, and they're getting a lot of send on their strokes. So they're just coming up past me here now at Grassy Corner. Very good practice, which is always reassuring. They look beautiful in their purple and black, which is very cool. Downing looking very, very strong, catches clean, power down with every stroke, which is just what you like to see. They're opening up a gap on Pembroke W1, so it's like it's going to be a row over for them. So there's about three boat lengths now between Downing and Pembroke, so Downing are going to row over, it looks like, today. Pembroke are also opening a gap on Christ 1, but being troubled by Newnham 1. And it looks like there will be overlap within a couple of strokes of Newnham up on Christ. There's a third of a boat length in it as they come into Grassy Corner, and I think a lot is going to be decided down the Plough Reach, so we wait to see what happens there. Whistles are blowing, and this will be a great event for them.
To re-record your message,
please ignore that messaging. Emma are coming up, Emma 1 are coming, and Jesus are chasing them so close. It's within a boat length, coming up to half a boat length. It's coming up. So come, everyone scream for Jesus here. And behind them, it's Claire 1, and there's a big gap after that. So Ed, why don't we come to your audition and see what you can...
Yes, at this point we have the H2 Downing about to enter the corner. Newcastle Cloud being cheered by the crowd. Behind them, Pembroke and Christ. And yes, you are right, Christ and Newton is going to battle. Briefly, back to you, Ed.
To listen to your message, key one.
Okay, well, I'm here, and it looks like Queens could be one of them to pass the LMBC one because Riders are coming round. So that will have happened before the corner because I can't see any of them in the distance.
Goodbye.
Keys W1 are rowing round now, and they're opening up a nice gap between them and Trinity Hall. So it doesn't look like there's going to be a bump there, which is good. But
okay.
Third one, I think. Oh, sorry, yeah, back to you, Ed.
Yes, it's starting to look like it's going to be a bumptastic middle of Dipping Corner. Although, as I say that, one of the bumps has materialised a little bit sooner. Emma has been bumped by Jesus on the entry to this. The real battle, though, is Newnham versus Christ. It's down to a canvas between the two. It's absolutely in the middle of the corner. Newnham are tight to the inside. Christ are going to have to try and brave it on the outside as they come to the long reach, because if they do cut across, they are going to find their boat colliding with the bow wall of the Newnham boat, which will see them bumped with the first start of the week.
Oh, there's been a crash, and Churchill W1 have plowed straight into the bank, and it looks like Gerson have bumped up straight onto them. That is a shocking result for Churchill 1. Their cars will be in absolute disgrace. Yes, and Gerson have just overtaken Churchill 1, which is a good bump for them. Ahead of that, Cats are coming close onto Maudlin 1, and first and third were looking relatively close to Trinity Hall. So it happens down there. But Gerson have got the bump, but yes, Selwyn don't seem to realise what's happened. They're chasing Gerson.
Okay,
and Gerson have conceded the bump, which is confusing because it seems they would have had a technical bump anyway. So we'll see what the umpires make of that. Oh, and Selwyn are rushing to start again because they've not got the bump, as their coxswain just realised, because there's been a technical bump already. Oh, that's embarrassing. USA. All right, back to US.
Well, it was well worth you telling us about. You did bump Christ just on the exit of Dublin. There's a little bit of a cheer from Jesus Green. Let's go on. Oh,
Ed!
Oh, no,
Ed! No,
we
have just crashed into the side of the wall. I mean, just saw that they bumped gas and they have crashed into the side. That is so embarrassing for them. And it looks like Pizza Hut won the sandwich burger and I will take Selwyn. I'm such a bunch of them. This is such a bad day for Coxes. Ed, so back to you.
Yes, we should get Benedict for an update of the headship. We may also have an interesting race between Sutton Hall and first and third materialising. Benedict!
Okay, Ed, well, thank you. Just come past me. I've had Downing 1 last week and Pembroke 1 last week. Then an awful lot of clear water before Clare 1, because as we say, we declared the two bumps there. And I'm standing down on the long reach, and what I can see way ahead is the blades of Keys 1. So that means the Queen's 1 and LMDC 1 are the two boats I can see at the side of the river. So Queen's 1 bumps Maggie's 1 on the entrance to the long reach around Ditton Corner. That's the Keys 1, I can see Trinity Hall 1 and first and third one rowing into long reach. That's the extent of my vision for now, Ed. Back to you at Ditton Corner.
Yeah, LMDC and Queen's have made this, and the boat you can just see is Newnham Christ. But a battle you may have towards the railway bridge is that between Magdalen and Cap. Now, that was just under a length here. Now, they've only raced as far as the railway bridge, so it's perfectly possible they will both lie over, as will Trinity Hall and First and Third. But I can only give you something to whet your appetite in this women's one division, although Ems has been very wetted, so Peterhouse bumped Selwyn in the end of the end.
Yes, indeed, Peterhouse did bump Selwyn. Selwyn are not looking very happy. They thought they had the bump on Girton, who had actually already bumped Churchill because they crashed into the side. Selwyn then crashed into the side and Peterhouse overtook them. So it's a bad day for Selwyn's cox. They're not going to be very happy with her. Other than that, it looks like Downing to be one road over. Pembroke, Christ and Newnham were waiting to hear on. Jesus bumped up Emma 1 coming around the even before first post corner. Claire, we're looking like they're going to row over. Queen's bumped up onto Maggie 1. Keys rode over. We don't know about Trinity Hall and first and third. First and third were coming close to them, but we don't know that there's been a bump, so we'll wait and confirm that. The same again with St. Cat's and Magdalen. But Girton, as I just said, bumped up onto Churchill W1 after Churchill crashed spectacularly into the side of Grassy Corner. Selwyn then proceeded to try and bump Girton, who had obviously already bumped, and then they easied and then realised that they hadn't, scrambled to start again and crashed straight into the side of Grassy Corner, and Peterhouse passed them. Yes, Ed?
It's Benedict here on the long reach. I've had past me that first and third and Trinity Hall fight that you've been talking about. I'm now with the Magdalen St. Cat's 1 fight. The bank parties are riding past me. There is a tiny bit every now and then of overlap of the bow ball of the St. Cat's crew with the stern of the Magdalen 1 crew. They're coming up to the railway bridge, though. Stay with me here. The Cat's crew are really trying their very best to make the bump, but it's hard work. This is the final few hundred metres, perhaps the last 100 metres of the race. They've rode a long way right up from right before, perhaps even a mile before the start of the motorway bridge. They have to row the longest of all the routes of any of the boats, pretty much, and they're still sticking with it. They're trying as hard as they can to make the contact that they need to encourage Magdalen to concede the bump to St. Cat's. I'm keeping my eye on the Magdalen cox, who's going to try to keep her hands down, or his hand down, as much as possible. In fact, they're leaning to try and give the boat a little more momentum. They're coming up to the railway bridge now, so it looks like the bump is not going to happen as they go under the bridge, on which is written Sunshine Posh, whatever that means. It looks like that bump is not going to happen. It looks like St. Cat's and Magdalen will both row over. I'm going to throw back up in that case to Ed, who's going to give us a rundown of the results as we've called them. Ed.
Well, a very exciting women's Division 1 race today. Downing, however, do look good to retain headship. Pumped to be clear of Pembroke. Perhaps their strongest challenge will come from Newnham, who caught Christ on the exit of Ditton Corner today. Jesus caught Emma higher up the course, just on the entry to Ditton Corner. Then we had Clare, low over. Queen's bumped LMBC around Grassy. Keys rode over. Trinity Hall rode over. Although a little bit of pressure from first and third. It'll be interesting to see if that's brought to bear tomorrow. Magdalen, not over, but oh, with overlap for Cats, that will frustrate them no end. Burton bumped up on Churchill, which is very interesting because I think Churchill had crashed. Burton went past and so had got the bump, the technical bump, by going past them. And then Selwyn thought they'd bumped Girton, so Selwyn kind of stopped. And then they tried to get started again, where they realised they hadn't, and then apparently they crashed again, and so Peterhouse managed to bump their way up into Women's Division 1 today. We'll have a result update with Benedict shortly, but for now, back to you in the studio.
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you very much indeed. Okay, so some consternation at the bottom of this division. It's taken a little longer to confirm the results than usual. I'll talk you through that and then we'll run through the rest. The issue was that Girton bumped Churchill because Churchill crashed into the bank. Girton automatically get the bump as they rode past them. And then Selwyn conceded, thought they bumped Girton. Girton conceded because Girton obviously hadn't realised they'd got the bump, is what we seem to believe. Then Selwyn realised they hadn't got the bump, so they continued on, only to crash into the bank, Peterhouse. Then, by the same virtue as Girton, got a bump on Churchill, we thought would get a bump on Selwyn. What actually happened is Selwyn and Peterhouse have both been given technical rowovers. So not as we called it that one, I'm afraid. Technical rowovers awarded to Selwyn and Peterhouse. That's caused a lot of disputes down here at the control tent, but it is the senior umpire's decision, and he has taken that one. There'll be many emails to him tonight, I'm sure. The rest of the division then, Downing 1, row over. Pembroke 1, also row over. Christ 1, bumped by Newnham 1. Emma 1, bumped by Jesus 1. Clare 1, rowed over. Maggie's 1, bumped by Queens 1. Then Keys, Trinity Hall 1, First and Third 1, Mullin 1 and St. Cat's 1 all rode over. That bump between St. Cat's and Mullin didn't materialise, nor the one between 1st and 3rd 1 and Trinity Hall 1. But, as I say, Girton bumps Churchill, but then Peterhouse 1 and Selwyn 1 have been given technical rollovers. They are not bumps.